Thanks for coming tonight. It should be a nice hour. So I have some bad news and I have some bad news. The first bad news is that this is actually a solo night for me. Neither DJ Hank nor DJ Mandy B can make it tonight. DJ Hank has the MCAT exam tomorrow, bright and early, so he had to get to bed. And DJ Mandy B had to stay late at work, so you're stuck with me for the hour. And the other bit of bad news is that I heard that the frontman of Linkin Park, Chester Bennington, unfortunately passed away today. He committed suicide, which is very sad. Now, I'm personally not their hugest fan, but I know if DJ Hank or DJ Mandy B were here, you probably would be hearing a lot of them. So I picked out a choice cut from them, and I hope you enjoy it. This is Linkin Park. That was Crawling by Linkin Park. That is from their first album, I believe, Hybrid Theory, which came out in 2000. And say what you will about their music, you gotta admit that Chester Bennington was a great singer. I think that song showcased his vocal abilities pretty well. So yeah, I guess now back to your regularly scheduled programming. This next song is one of my personal favorites from Modest Mouse.
Ghost towns, well, so long, farewell. picker a seeker up, try to meet ends and find out the beginning, the end, and the best of it. We'll be right back.
All right, that first one you heard there was Teeth Like God's Shoeshine by Modest Mouse from their 1997 album, The Lonesome Crowded West. And the one you just heard was I Would Hurt a Fly by Built to Spill, which is from their album, also from 1997, called Perfect From Now On. Now, if you ask me, those are two pretty convincing reasons why 1997 was a great year for music. That second song, I Would Hurt a Fly, is one that I've also been meaning to play for a while, but hadn't really gotten around to it. And I listened to that album, Perfect From Now on my way home from work today, and that also was inspired by the fact that there are many flies in my house right now, and I certainly would hurt them, and I have been. So anyway, moving right along, this next song, the singer might sound a little familiar, but stylistically it might be a little bit different from where you're used to hearing him. This is a song by Heat Miser. That one was by Heat Miser, like I said. It's titled Antonio Carlos Jobim, and it is from their 1994 album Cop and Speeder. And that song was being sung by Elliott Smith. Heat Miser is the rockier band that Elliott was in before he launched his solo career. And I think that song is one of the first songs that they did that started showing signs of where he was going to be going later on. Now, I have one more song for you in the Archives obligatory 90s rock section. that I'm sure you all love and are very used to by now. And this one is by Sigur Rós. All right, that one was by Sigur Rós, and let me see if I can get this title correct. The song is called Víðrar fel til Loftarosa, and the album is called Agaitis Bjarjún. Pardon my Icelandic, but the song name translates to Good Weather for an Airstrike, and the album title translates to A Good Beginning, I think. And that came out in 1999. So just in case you tuned in late, this is DJ EJ, and you're listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tuss Freeform Radio. Since it's about halfway through the hour, I figure this would be a great time for a PSA.
Get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A bathe in light, shoot a light at night. The stop signs apply, you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, alright, get on your bikes, ride safe. Have fun. Well, alright, alright.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Yeah, stay safe on your bikes, everybody. It's a dangerous world out there, going between cars and such. So anyway, this next song has been one of my favorites for the past couple of weeks. I've been listening to it very regularly, and it is by Preoccupations or Viet Cong, whichever you prefer to call them.
Why we call it sad?
All right, that one was Continental Shelf by Preoccupations, formerly known as Viet Cong, and it is from their formerly self-titled album, Viet Cong, which came out in 2015. I think at this point I've played the entire second side of that album here on the archive. That's how much I love it. And I was thinking, since I love that album so much, I should check out this group called Women, which is the band that Viet Cong / Preoccupations bassist and drummer in before Viet Cong formed. And I wound up really loving this album by Women, and the album is called Public Strain. So here are two of my favorite tracks from it. I hope you enjoy them.
Thank you.
right. Those two were both by women, and they are both from the album Public Strain, which is their last album, which came out in 2010. And the first track was called Locust Valley, and the second track was called Venice Lockjaw. I think both of those tracks are really cool for different reasons. I think the vocals at the end of Locust Valley, the first one, kind of sound like a dead ringer for David Bowie at times, like on 5 Years from Ziggy Stardust. And that last song, Venice Lockjaw, is just really pretty but really dreary. And it reminds me a lot of the Velvet Underground, which is certainly never a bad thing. Now, this next song also is kind of... It's pretty, and it's also a little dreary, and it also has another one of those fake punk British accents, and this is by an artist called Milk Music. That song was Who's Been in My Dream by Milk Music, which is from their 2017 album Mystic 100s. I had never heard of Milk Music before, but I was in a record store and that song came on, so I pulled out my phone and looked it up on Shazam, and it said it was by Milk Music, so I kept note of that. And I didn't listen to it again for a while, but I did a couple of days ago, and I thought to myself, wow, this song was really good. And as soon as I heard the vocals in that song, they kind of reminded me of Jay Retard, which is pretty funny because I believe when I was in that record store, I was buying an album by Jay Retard, the 10th anniversary vinyl of Blood Visions. So these next two very short songs are both by Jay Retard, and I hope you like them. That was Jay Retard. That first song was called It's So Easy, and the one you just heard was called Fading All Away. And those are both from his 2006 album, Blood Visions. And I just did the math, and those two songs put together, like the lengths combined, are still shorter than the next shortest song on my set list. So short and sweet, really high energy, passionate, great. Yeah, love that album. Definitely check it out. It's like 15 songs in 28 minutes. So I have one more artist for you all tonight. It's a Danish group called Ice Age, and I just heard one of their albums for the first time this past week, and I've been absolutely in love with them ever since. I think their singer has the coolest voice, and they make really cool music. And yeah, so this is going to be it for me tonight. I've been DJ EJ on the archive, listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll see you back here next week, and have a good night.